Is it the best way that you create moments in your life?
Did I create moments in my life?
Yeah. There's a passage on page 69. You know, maybe I should take a crack at reading some of this.
Okay.
You know, that might
give
not
my
be,
mouth a rest.
We could take turns, because this is a long passage, and I didn't plan on pre-reading this, but here's from page 69. But how do you combine the past, present, and future in a continuum that best represents the actuality of a life that is being lived? Change tense, flow freely, improvise, because every moment is created. Every perception is created. Every memory and sense and mood and mania is created, brought into being by a dynamic of interrelation. The only thing that separates our interior lives from the external world is skin. And skin is an organ, a living membrane, not a wall, but a porous, actively engaged medium saturated with nerves and cells and affiliation. You know, it goes on from there, but you're talking about every perception is created, every moment is created. In
yeah, it's kind of a bugaboo line. I frequently hear from people. If I'm introduced to somebody as a writer or somebody that writes, people will frequently say, oh, I wish I could do that. I'm just not creative. And the fact is that everybody is creative. You can't help but be creative. Unless you're in bed all day. And then even then, you're dreaming. So that's a form of creativity in itself. But living is creative. We all have to, in some way or another, we have to invent ourselves as we go along. And we're all coping with different moods. If some of us are naturally in a good mood, feeling euphoria, that's wonderful. But a lot of us aren't. So a lot of us really do have to struggle with problems. You can't help but be creative. I mean, it's the only way to go about it is to be creative.
So when people say they can't improvise and yet they're driving, that is pure improvisation.
That's pure improvisation, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I get joy when I read that, when I hear it being read. Mm-hmm. It puts me in a joyful state. I mean, do you get joy from it, or is it simply just...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get joy from it. Yeah, that is my go-to therapy. That's where I go when I'm upset.
To write?
Yeah, to write, because I do derive a lot of joy from it. Or visit an art gallery or a museum, just any kind of exposure to creative expression is helpful.
Music.
It's uplifting. Music, oh, totally. I love music. That's one of the great frustrations of my life, is that I love to listen to music, but I can't make music. I gave a small shot at it when I was in glee club in high school. It's probably the one time in my life I made a deliberate effort to try to produce something that sounded musical, and I sucked. I was horrible. Fortunately, it was glee club, which meant that I could open my mouth without actually letting sound out.
Right.
And the teacher did. Maybe the teacher knew. Maybe that's why, I don't know. I can't remember what my grade was. Couldn't have been higher than a C.
This was in San Jose?
I got a C minor.
Where'd you go to school?
Yeah, that was Highline High School down in Burien.
Burien? You went to high school in Burien?
Yeah. Well, my last year in high school, I started at Roosevelt. I started here in Queen Anne, at Queen Anne High School.
Wow.
My parents were going through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So I was living with my mother for several months, and she was on Queen Anne Hill. And so I went to Queen Anne for, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 months. My drafting class was on the upper floor of Queen Anne High School, facing south. So I watched the Space Needle grow out of the ground, just like a weed.
You know, I think Carolyn Wright had that same experience.
Really? I wonder if she was in my drafting class.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it was amazing to watch the Space Needle rise out of the ground. Every day it would evolve and become higher and higher, and eventually they get the saucer thing with the restaurant and everything on top, tapped it off, and there it was, Space Needle. Looking as if it was somehow destined to be there.
It seems that may be the case.
And it's funny, I compared it once some years ago, writing for The Stranger. I compared it to the Eiffel Tower. It is our Eiffel Tower. And in the same way the Eiffel Tower was a celebration of the engineering of that particular time, the improvements that they had made in steel making, the Space Needle serves sort of the same purpose. It was a celebration of Seattle is a city of technology, which is kind of funny now that I think about it. Seattle has always been a city of, at the forefront of technology. First Boeing, the aerospace, at Boeing where my father worked. He was an aerospace engineer. So I grew up with spaceships. A lot of spaceships, lunar landing modules and things like that my dad would make out of toothpicks and ping pong balls. I grew up with that. And then, of course, his actual illustrations of space stuff. I remember he came back from a conference once and he asked me, I met an author there at this conference, this guy named Ray Bradbury. Have you ever heard of him? There's another interesting story about my dad. This is kind of a digression. He became friendly with Buzz Aldrin because of his involvement with the aerospace industry and going to conferences. Buzz Aldrin came to visit my dad, and they had a dinner engagement on Bainbridge Island. And so they got in the car, and they went to Bainbridge Island and got lost. That cracks me up. Here you are with this aerospace navigator, and you're lost on Bainbridge Island. I see these two guys. I think they got out of the car, and they spread the map out on the hood of the car, and they were going over it with it. Here's Buzz Aldrin with a flashlight, right. And my dad looking at a road map.
Buzz Aldrin, who just had to be rescued from Antarctica.
What?
And moved to New Zealand. It was in paper this today, I think it was.
Are you serious?
I think so.
This is a day of amazing coincidences.
Yeah, well, coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous. That's what Einstein said.
That's what I hear.
I've heard that.